You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Actually, I may have misspoken. We're not actually trying to solve a problem. I think what we're doing is trying to make Zachary feel better.
Okay.
Along the lines of, he's not alone.
Let's feel better. Need a new jingle.
Yeah. Listen to this note that he wrote. Hey, boys. He put two Z's. All right.
Nice.
That'll maybe get him on the air. I started seeing someone in May, and after just 2 months, she broke things off. When I asked her why, at first she just said she wasn't feeling it. When I pressed to see if there was something specific, she admitted that it was mostly because, and I'm not making this up, because I don't wear socks.
Oh.
He writes, I haven't worn socks since I was a kid, and I refuse to wear them now. Even to formal occasions, I will wear dress shoes, but no socks. She said it's just too weird for her, so she broke up. Zachary writes, I just wondered if I'm the only person to be dumped or to dump someone for such a petty, stupid thing.
Oh,
thanks
boy.
For your show. I've listened every day since 2009.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Zachariah.
Zachary and his ankles have listened since 2009.
Now, we worked with a guy for a few years. You remember Andy back in sales who
would constantly
show up with his dress slacks, his fancy $450 dress shoes.
Yep.
And no socks.
Not a one, huh?
Sans socks, as I used to say to him when I would walk by. Hey, I see you're once again sans socks.
And he'd even do that in the winter and stuff, too, which was always weird. No sock guy. I don't know. What are we commenting on here? His sock issue or...
There's nothing to be said about that. Because we do know that...
Yeah, but I get the breakup then. There is, I mean, I get why she did that. Why she broke up with him. Yes, especially if you're going to like a formal event or something, like a work event or whatever. You're all sitting there at the table at a nice dinner with your bosses. And you look over and there's your boyfriend in slacks and no socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be like, how embarrassing. Because if I'm seeing it, other people are obviously seeing that it's a formal affair and this guy's, you know, going commando on his feet.
I wonder what his shoes all smell like.
That too. Wonder if it was a combination of no socks and stinky feet.
So, she didn't mention that.
Sorry, Zachary. Like, I'm on her side.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can open the phones and the set, because he even says here, I'm wondering if I'm the only person to be dumped or to dump someone for such a petty, stupid thing. So I brought this up last night with Gretch. I said, we're going to be reading this note we got from this guy. His girlfriend dumped him because he doesn't wear socks. I said, what's the oddest reason you've ever broken up with someone? And she didn't even hesitate. She goes, there was a guy that she went out with for like 3 weeks. And this was many years ago. She says, you're going to think this is really stupid. She goes, I broke up with him because he constantly answered almost everything I said by saying, go figure.
Go figure.
She said he was the go figure guy. She goes, I would bring up anything. He'd go, huh, go figure. She goes, I must have heard it 200 times in 3 weeks. She goes, so I finally was just like, I cannot be around go figure guy anymore. She said he drove a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of the cab, you know, the glass on the back of the cab.
Yep.
Behind his seat in the truck, he had his first name on a little sticker thing. And you'll often see, you know, lovable cowboys that will have their name and then over on the other side, you know, their wife or girlfriend's name.
Uh-huh.
She said behind his side of the cab on the glass, it had his first name. And on the other side, it had a question mark.
Oh.
She said, it's almost as if he's saying, hey, anyone will do. I don't know who's going to fill in this
spot.
Who's
next?
It might as well be you.
Who's tonight? Who's this weekend?
I meant to ask her when she dumped him if he went, huh, go figure.
Go figure. God, that would get so old.
Yes. She said it took 3 weeks. That's it. Done.
A lot of people are like that. They have that crutch that they say constantly, you know?
So we're going to open up the phones this morning, and we're also putting this online. Call us 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You can look back and laugh now at the reason somebody broke up with you or why you dumped someone that other people might hear and go, well, that was a petty, silly reason.
Yeah, well, we want to hear it.
You weren't there.
Right.
The oddest, funniest reason you either broke up with someone or you got dumped. Christy said, I dumped a guy because he was afraid to fly and I like to travel. Does that count? Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carly says, I got dumped by a man who said he couldn't handle the way I sneezed, said it made him anxious. Seriously, that was his reason.
I wonder how she sneezed.
It made him
anxious.
One of those
type people.
You know what? I've never in my life said this, but I've got a sister who has funny sneezes, and I don't know that I could handle it if I was in a relationship with her.
Keep her away from pollen.
Eva is my favorite one. She goes, I would have dumped Zachary, too. I once broke up with a guy because he wore shorts everywhere. He was that guy. I met him in the summer and didn't think much about it, but during the first snowstorm in October, he showed up wearing shorts, and that was enough for me. We've all known that
guy. We know that guy. We used to work
with him. Shorts guy, right?
Absolutely.
If you know, it's January, and it's 4 degrees below zero, and you go into the grocery store, and he's walking around in shorts, and you're like, come on.
We know that guy.
Don't be that guy.
I got a few more that came rolling in. Shauna Lee says, I broke up with a guy because they said curve instead of curb. Don't hit the curve. Don't hit the curve. No, it's a curb. Curve. Diane said, a guy I dated was a total booger mole. Fingers always in his nose. That's gross.
A booger mole.
Booger mole. Samantha says, hey, boys, I saw Jeremy tease this on his little video on your Facebook this morning, but I seriously dumped a guy because one nostril was bigger than the other. It's all I would see when I looked at him. It consumed me. Sometimes when he breathed, it whistled. He had to go. Samantha. I'll give you one more from Kathy that wrote in. She says, boys, I dumped a dude because he called his mom, mommy, all the time. Mommy,
yes.
This. I have to call my mommy.
Yes.
It's mommy's birthday today. She wrote, nope, nope, nope. Later, Brian.
I'm with her on that.
That's a little weird. And I'm a mama's boy.
Here's Muhammad on the phone. Muhammad, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super.
We're doing
dude.
Great. So did you get dumped or did you dump someone?
I dumped someone.
Because?
Because she eat peas one at a time.
She did not. Really?
And I asked her, and she's like, what's the hurry? I was like, I can't do this.
What's the hurry?
Did she use a fork, or was she pinching them and eating them?
She used a fork.
Oh, my gosh.
She pinched them. Sometimes she eat them. You know, she just lived them.
That would drive me insane.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Later, dude. That's funny. What's the hurry?
Here comes Dawn. Good morning, Dawn. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
It was more of an embarrassing moment. It was Thanksgiving, and I had been dating this guy, and food got passed around, and he put different things on his plate, and it was sitting on his plate for quite a while, and he decided after he had almost finished his meal that he took the pickle and put it back on the plate in the middle of the table. And it had been sitting there, and he'd been eating off his plate. I was so embarrassed. I just couldn't deal with it.
He put his pickle back.
He put the pickle back. You can't put the pickle back.
He put the pickle back. Yeah.
I can just see the scowl on your face like, what is this SOB?
I'm sorry, but I can no longer be with you.
The next day he was history.
That's a great story.
He was known for putting the pickle back.
He was Pickle Boy from henceforth, you shall be Pickle Boy.
That's it.
Dawn,
thank you
for making us laugh. Thank you for the call.
No
What's
more.
This? We have a different Dawn?
Oh, another one. All right.
Dawn number two. Hello, Dawn. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
So why'd you break up with someone?
Well, his beard hair had different colors, and it bothered me. Every time I looked at him, I saw it had a little bit of red and a little bit of gray and a little bit of brown. And if he went in to kiss me, all I could see was his beard hair.
Rainbow and beard coming at you.
Exactly. And I just, that was bad. I couldn't deal with it. I tried.
What did you tell him? What did you tell him when you broke up?
Well, I mean, you can't really say that, you know, even out your beard.
What was your excuse for breaking up with him then?
It's not working out.
You're not feeling it.
I don't remember. It was a while ago, but it was the beard.
You know what? You could have stuck with him if he had shaved, I suppose,
or put
right?
a little Just for Men on there. You know.
Well, I thought about when he was sleeping, maybe to like
shave it off,
put something on it to even it out. But then when he woke up and he'd be like, so
and then he would have been calling us about it. You know, he had to break up with a woman because she dyed his beard while he was sleeping.
Exactly.
Well, you made our day, Dawn. Thank you for the time. I hope you have a fun day.
Bye, right? Dawn.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Multicolored beard.
That's all she could think
about.
That's
a new one.
That's all she could see coming in for the kiss. Oh, those are great. I love the pickle one.
He put the pickle back. Did you just hear the whispers around the table?
Uh-huh.
Did you see?
Did
Brian
he just
put the pickle back?
Don't nobody eat that pickle. Put it back.